in their dynasties, they worship him according to their desires. You know what their parampara is presenting. So the worship of Jagannath changes over the years into different moods of why they worship him. Even the Shaktas, when they have their empowered, they give a lot of attention to Subhadra. Then Jagannath and Balaram are not so prominent because they're Shaktas, they want to worship the energies of the Lord. So it changes from time to time. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming and personally showing, especially at this Rath Yatra, he was revealing what is Braj, the original Vrindavan, the original personality of God, the original desires of the Lord, his Parikya Ras, all these things. So many things were revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his expressions to Lord Jagannath. He's talking to Jagannath on God. He's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. So half Radha, half Krishna. More Radha than Krishna, actually. Takes more predominance. So he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By this dancing and chanting and expressing these different moods, he is showing us what is Radha and Krishna. So then we have something to follow, something to... So this is the mercy of Srupa Damodar, was helping to reveal to the Lord all these different pastimes. And especially towards the end of his pastimes here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Gumbira, then they would just be talking of different pastimes of the Lord. Srupa Damodar would be singing from Gita Govinda or what other book? Krishna Karanamrita. They're all dealing with these wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And Mahaprabhu and Srupa Damodar and Ramananda Roy also, he was very intimate. So she was also Vishakha Devi, so there was Radha, Rani, Vishakha and Lalita together. They're discussing these different topics. So we get an idea now of Krishna's appeared in Kali Yuga to present the original personality who appeared last Dwapar Yuga and performed his original pastime. So otherwise we wouldn't really know what kind of Krishna we were worshipping, what kind of mood is. It's like Guru Dwaka. You think it was Dwaka Leela with the chariots and Krishna there. He was living in Dwaka at that time. He was a prince. He had soldiers, armies. So if Krishna Mahaprabhu didn't come and reveal this Vrindavan pastimes, we may have been still worshipping like the members of the Jadu dynasty. Krishna's so kind, he's taken birth in our dynasty. He's so great, he's so kind. So I thought better to read because this is for relishing these Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially this pastime of Rath Yatra. So this is from Madhya Leela, chapter 13, text 20. Text number 31. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Ratyatra Ki Jaya. The Lord also gave garlands, this is text 32. But I'll just read through mostly the translation. Kitaniya gani dila malya chandan swarupa shivash yaham mukadui jana. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. There were two chief performers. The two chief performers were Srirup Damodara and Srivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of Kirtan performers, comprising of 24 chanters. And in each party, there were also two mridanga players, making an additional eight persons. When the four parties were formed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vatkishwara Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. What a select collection of devotees here. They're all here, all these great devotees. Srirup Damodara was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given five assistants to respond to his chanting. The five who responded to the singing of Srirup Damodara were Damodara Pandit, Narayana, Govinda Dutt, Raga Pandit, Sri Govinda Nandana, Advaita, Acharya Prabhu, who was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then performed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. In the first, the five singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Shubhananda and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as the dancer. Nityananda Rai Ki Jai. Another group was performed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, Murari. All of these were responsive singers and Mukunda was the chief singer. Just hearing all these names of Gaurangas of Parishads will purify your heart like anything. After another two persons, Sri Kanta and Balabh Shane, joined responsive singers. In his group, the senior Haridas Thakur, he was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as the leader. In his group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas and Raghav were responsive singers. The two brothers, named Madhava Ghosh and Vasu Ghosh, also joined the group of responsive singers. Rakeshwar Pandit was the dancer. Rakeshwar Pandit is the dancer in Krishna Leela. He is the dancing professor. She is the dancing professor. Govinda Ghosh, Vasu Ghosh, they compose songs that Vishakha Devi sings. Govinda Ghosh, Vasu Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh. So there are singers there in the spiritual world. Here they come also. The Sis Gauranga Mahaprabhu as singers and dancers. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulinagram. I think that's Nabadweep. Kulinagram. And Ramananda Roy and Satyaraj were appointed dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaita Acharya. Achyutananda was a dancer and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kanda. at Srikhand. These people were singing in different places. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandana were dancing. Raghunandan was dancing so vigorously, his ankle bells flew off. In not far from here, near Srikhand, some mile, a few kilometers it flew off. Yeah. So the four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on either side was another party, yet another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and each party two men were beating drums. These 14 drums were being played all at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas became to that gathering that assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears from their fell from their eyes like rain. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sound or musical instrument other than the Sankirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through the seven groups chanting the holy names, Hari, Hari! Rising his arms, he chanted, "Oh, glorious to Lord Jagannath, Jagannath Swami Ki." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all the seven groups. Everyone said, "Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us." Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. Lord Jagannath was very much pleased by the Sankirtan. He brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Pataparudra was astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted into ecstatic love for Krishna. When the king performed Kashi Mishra, when the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, "O King, your fortune has no limit." The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma could not understand. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see the king accepting the material menial task of sweeping the street. And for his humility, the king received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Although the king had been refused interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When these two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastime for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by the internal potency. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes. But his internal potency, Leela Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all the arrangements. Just as Lord Sri Krishna performed formerly the Rasa dance and other pastimes in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the uncommon pastime moment after moment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the Rath Yatra cart, and he could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of the Lord's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. Thus Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all of his devotees to dance in front of it. Now please hear of Lord Jagannath going to Gundicha temple while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the Rath Yatrakat. The Lord performed kirtan for some time, and through his own endeavor he inspired all the devotees to chant, dance. And when the Lord himself wanted to dance, all the seven groups combined together. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramaya, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govinda Nandana, Madhava and Govinda, all combined together. When Sri Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in charge of Srup Damodar. The devotees of Srup Damodar and the devotees in his charge all sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang, offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face towards Lord Jagannath and prayed as follows: Namo Brahmanaya Devaya Go Brahmanaya Tiocha Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. Let me offer my respectful obeisance unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipful deity of the Brahmanical men, who is the well-wisher of the cows and Brahmanas and is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead known as Krishna and Govinda. Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandosho. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the light of the dynasty of Vrishni. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily effulgence is like that of a new cloud, and his body is so soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has appeared in this planet to deliver the world from the burden of the demons, and who can offer liberation to everyone. Jayati Jananivaso Devaki Janmavada. All glories to Sri Krishna, who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities. It is he who is known as Devaki Nandana and Jasoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Jasoda. He is the guide of the Jado dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. The first time I read, just now I read this, Jayati Janani Basho Devaki. I didn't know I had a hyphen in my name, Janani Vash. I always found it difficult to pronounce it, or when I'm signing checks, and I always found it difficult, it was too long. But now it's just been revealed. Self-realization. I realized my name after all these, Janani Vash. Two words. But Mahaprabhu, the Gaudiyas say like these mantras because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted them. Naham vipra narapati na vaishana shudro naham bani na cha gati pati na banashto jatuva kintu padam nikila pumanda nandana pona amrita pator gopi patok Hare Kamalaya Das, Anadas. I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, no, I'm not a Sudra, nor am I a Brahmacharya, a householder, a Vanapras, or a Sannyas. I identify myself only as the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the source of all universal transcendental bliss and always existing in brilliance. Having recited all these verses from the scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances to all the devotees with folded hands and offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared to be a circling firebrand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth with its hills and seas appeared to tilt. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body, sometimes he appeared as though stunned, sometimes the hairs on his body stood on end, sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled and changed color, and sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance and humility. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times it appears that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his hands and try to catch the Lord, who was running here and there. Advaitacharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Just to check again and again, he would chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Just to check the crowds from coming too near, the Lord's devotees formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. The devoted headed by Kashishwara and Govinda linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra and his personal assistants formed a third circle around the inner two circles, just to check the crowds from coming too near. Social distancing. With his hands on the shoulders of Harichandan, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became so ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Harichandan touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivas Thakur slapped Harichandan to stop him from pushing. In turn, this made Harichandan angry. As the angered Harichandan was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Prataparudra Maharaj personally stepped in. King Prataparudra said, "You are very fortunate. You have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile, while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling and dancing. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped high, eight wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasies were seen on his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. His skin erupted with goose pimples. The hairs on his body stood on end. His body trembled like the simile tree, all covered with thorns. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter. And they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made sounds like jaja gaga, jaja gaga, in a voice choked with ecstasy. The tears came forcibly from the eyes, as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of the Lord change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of a mallika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became so hard as dry wood that he did not move. When the Lord fell to the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam that fell from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Shubhananda, because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellows of ecstatic love for Krishna. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his devastating dance for some time, his mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Srup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Srup Damodar began to sing as follows. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. When this refrain was loudly sung by Srup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again rhythmically danced in transcendental bliss. The cart of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly, while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front. While dancing and singing, the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play a drama of a song with his two arms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's cart would slowly start again. It was the sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong, he made Lord Jagannath wait in his cart. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, his ecstasy changed. Raising his two arms, he began to recite the following verse in a loud voice. Where was that personality who stole away my heart during my youth? That very personality who stole my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlight nights in the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to the place on the banks of the river under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. This verse was recited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again. But for Srup Damodar, no one could understand its meaning. I've already explained this meaning. Now I shall simply describe it in brief. Formerly, all the gopis of Vrindavan were very pleased when they met with Krishna in the holy place of Kurukshetra. Similarly, after seeing Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke with the ecstasy of the gopis, and being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Srupa Damodar to sing the refrain. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke thus to Lord Jagannath, "You are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani, and we are meeting again in the same way as we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you would please again appear there and put your lotus feet in Vrindavan." In Kurukshetra, there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens, and the humming bird, bees, and the chirping of birds can be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed as a royal prince, accompanied by the great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appeared like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. There is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed you with you in Vrindavan. Therefore, I request therefore to come, that you come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambitions will be fulfilled. I have already described in brief Srimati Radharani's statement from Srimad Bhagavatam. In that ecstatic mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited many other verses, but people in general could not understand their meaning. The meaning of these verses was known to Srupa Damodar Goswami, but he did not reveal it. However, Rupa Goswami has broadcast its meaning. While dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the following verse, which he tasted in the association of Srupa Damodar Goswami. The gopis spoke thus, "Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystics, yogis, and highly learned philosophers. We wish that those lotus feet may be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs." Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, it will be very difficult for me to keep my life." My dear Krishna, formerly when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind does not accept it. There is no place in my mind for Jnana Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in Jnana Yoga and Dhyana Yoga. It is not right for you to do so. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. The gopis are not like mystic yogis. They will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet and imitating so-called yogis. Teaching the gopis about meditation is another kind of duplicity. When they are instructed to undergo mystic yogic practice, they are not at all satisfied. On the contrary, they become more and more angry with you. Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu continued, the gopis have fallen into the great ocean of separation and being devoured by the Timingila fish of their ambitions to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of those Timingila fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The gopis do not want that liberation desired by yogis and jnanis. They are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. It's amazing that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it you have forgotten your father and mother and friends? How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the bank of the Jamuna, and the forest where you enjoy the Rasa-dila dance? Krishna, you are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well-behaved, soft-hearted and merciful. I know that there is not even a tinge of fault to be found within you. Yet your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is my only misfortune and nothing else. I do not care for my personal unhappiness. But when I see the morose face of Mother Jasoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder if you want to kill them all, or do you want to enliven them by coming here? Why are you simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let all the residents of Vrindavan live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. After hearing Srimati Radhani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. My dearest Radharani, please hear from me. I am speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. Sri Krishna continued, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd boyfriends, and everything else, are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among all the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. And therefore, you are the very life of my life. My dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and the residents in a distant place have occurred due to my strong misfortune. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact, they live only for each other. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will certainly die also. Such a loving chaste wife and loving husband desire all welfare for each other in separation and do not care for personal happiness. desiring only each other's well-being. Such a pair certainly meet again without delay. You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayana by his personal mercy, by his merciful potency. I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you, and then I return to Dwarkadham. Thus you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayana's grace. This allows me to come there unseen by others. I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Jadu dynasty, and I have also killed Kamsa and his allies. But there are two or four demons still living. I want to kill them, and after doing so I shall certainly return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. That is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise I am indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the Jadus. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days. And when I return, I shall enjoy both day and night with you and the damsels of Brajabhumi. While speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. And he made her listen to a verse which vanquished all of her difficulties and which assured her she would again attain Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna said, "Devotional service to me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Sri Damodar and taste all these topics of these verses day and night. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance completely absorbed in ecstatic emotion while looking at the face of Lord Jagannath. He danced and recited these verses. No one can describe the good fortune of Sri Damodar Goswami. He is always absorbed in service of the Lord with his body, mind and words. The senses of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were identical with the senses of Sri. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to become fully absorbed in tasting the singing of Sri Damodar. In emotional ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit on the ground, and looking down, he would write on the ground with his finger. Fearing that the Lord would injure his finger by writing in this way, Sri Damodar checked him with his own hand. Sri Damodar used to sing exactly according to the ecstatic emotion of the Lord. Whenever a particular mellow was being tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Damodar would personify it by singing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked upon the beautiful lotus-like face and eyes of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath was garlanded, dressed with nice garments and adorned with beautiful ornaments, and his face was glittering from the rays of sunshine, and the entire atmosphere was fragrant. An ocean of transcendental bliss expanded into the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane. The madness of transcendental bliss created by the waves of various emotions. These emotions appeared like opposing soldiers staging a fight. There was an increase in all the natural emotional symptoms that were awakening emotions, peacefulness. They joined, mixed, transcendental and prevalent emotions and impetuses for emotion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body appeared like a transcendental Himalayan mountain, bearing ecstatic emotional flower trees, all of them blooming. The sight of all these symptoms attracted everyone's mind and consciousness. Indeed, the Lord sprinkled everyone's mind with the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sri Ratyach Mahotsab ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Binda ki jai, Nitai Gope Manandi, Hari Hari Bo. Jai Ratyach Mahotsab ki jai. It said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with the emotions and complexion of Radharani. And because the emotions, were so strong, then her complexion became golden. So although it's Radha and Krishna combined, it becomes more prominently Radharani that forms. She's more prominent, like because. Yeah, and because of her emotions being so strong and deep, her body became, Krishna generally is black, and he wanted to taste the emotions of Radharani. So he expanded. He should have been black because he is Krishna, but because the emotions of Radharani was so powerful, then he took on a complexion also, so he became, he's black Krishna, but he became golden Radharani. That's one answer. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Generally, that's. They'll be different. The melodies, the seven parties, the melodies will be different, the chanting will all be different. You had experience here one time. And we were attacked here by the local villagers. And anyway, Jai Pratak Maharaj headed up, we were to march down to Chankazi's Samadhi in protest. Like Mahaprabhu had a protest march. So we went, and we invited all the kirtan groups in the area to come, because they said, you're a risk on your lot of assets, your facilities, and we don't have any facilities. If they come and attack us, you know, they're going to wipe us out completely. They won't. So all the Hindus came in with the Sankirtan movement, and it was Yulan Yatra, and the deities were I think it's Yulan. Anyway, the deities, Radha Madhava, they were in the temple, and the deities were open. And then they all marched up to all the different. Every village has a kirtan group, Hindu village. So they marched up to the Chankazi in protest. Then they all come back in. So then they all come back in the temple of Radha Madhava. And there were these parties of kirtan madangas. They were coming about every 20 foot or something like that. There was a space. And I was inside the temple, and I was just, they were coming through one after another group, and they're all chanting different melodies and songs and beats. But there was no interference there. I was feeling, observing that it's not like a rasa bus or anything where there's overlapping. There you got one tune overlapping in the other. It's just as they slowly coming through during kirtan. And the other one just kind of merged. So it was, they're all doing different tunes, playing different melodies, but it didn't interfere with the other one. They just, one went into another. It wasn't like a material sound vibration, it would interfere. Yeah, it was an experience. Hare Krishna.
Yesterday I was reading in the news that one officer saying this year Jagannath is not doing his Rata Yatra in Puri. Then for 12 years Jagannath did not come out according to the tradition. So I want to understand why the tradition is like this, and why can Jagannath is not doing the 12 years of his life?
I don't know. Jagannath has his own rules and regulation. But he'll make up another rule. Jagannath will make another rule to counteract it. Just like in the pastime of Pundarik, and Jagannath and Balaram come and slap his face. And Mithi Pityanidhi, Pundarik Pityanidhi, he was criticizing why the pandas, they're offering some starch cloth on Jagannath, and it's unclean, you should wash your hands if you touch it. And yet they're offering it to Jagannath. And they're also wearing themselves some pagri with starch cloth. So then the Jagannath came at night time and started to slap the face of Pundarik. And Lord Jagannath, he was complaining to Srupa Damodar, Rijaniti was complaining to him. Now Jagannath, he can do anything he likes, he's the Lord of the universe, but the ordinary pandas here, and they're not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they think they're just living in Puri, they become Brahman. They're all Brahman. So he's criticizing like this. And then when Jagannath came and started stipend, then Jagannath said, I made these rules. And yet you say that which is not proper. If you think it's not proper, you go to your own country where they follow rules and regulations. You go to your own country. So Jagannath is that supremely independent person. He can do as he likes. He can make other rules to counteract that. There's probably another rule somewhere that counteracts it. I think it was the pastime took place in Dwaraka and Rohini was there and Krishna's queens were there. So they were saying, what's it like to be married to Krishna? We knew Krishna as we knew Krishna, their husband, that you were Krishna's mother, you know. And you were in Vrindavan, so you know the pastimes. So you can tell us some of the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. So Rohini said, well, I can tell you, but you lock the door, make sure no one, Krishna and Balaram don't come, because if they hear some Vrindavan katha going on, they may want to leave Puri and go back to Vrindavan. So you keep someone, should guard on the door, and I'll tell you the story. So they said, Subhadra, you can be the guard. So she said, okay. So she waited outside the door and to make sure Krishna and Balaram didn't come. And so then Rohini started to recite the different Braja pastimes, especially the pastimes with the gopis. And Subhadra was hearing. She was had her ear against the door and she could hear. So she went into an ecstasy. It's korma rupa, like tortoise. It's an ecstasy. All the limbs like a tortoise. He goes in search. She went like that, just absorbed in ecstasy. Then Krishna and Balaram came. And then when I was on guard, the guard was Subhadra. She was in her korma rupa. And ecstasy. So then Krishna and Balaram come, why is Subhadra like that? What's happening there? What's happened to Subhadra? There's something going on in the other room. So they listen also. And they were hearing the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. So they went into ecstasy also. The limbs shrunk in the body and the head shrunk in. So I think then Narad Muni came by and he's, what is this wonderful form? Can we worship this form of yours? So then Krishna said, okay, I will accept this form and you can worship me as Lord Jagannath. So his arms are and legs are pulled in. And Jaya Jagannath Swami. Hare Krishna. Sri Prabhupada Ki Jaya.